from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Somebody make up a joke about Wilkes Booth. Yeah, he's not in the booth anymore, but John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln. There's got to be something there.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Evan in for Steiny with Guru.
Steiny!
Yeah, I do miss that guy.
Where was he going with that one? I miss him too.
John Wilkes Booth. Yeah. Well, that was one of his best. RIP to both John Wilkes and Steve Wilkes. He's no longer with the San Francisco 49ers. But we're talking about the San Francisco Giants. We're trying to get, again, like 24 hours ago, Goo, I don't know if you felt any different, but it kind of feels like every season, the way that it's trended outside of 2021, every deadline has kind of culminated with this feeling of just, oh, like, here we go again. We're at the same place in the carousel.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm done, Evan. I'm on the sidelines. I've waved the white flag. I am so sick and tired of trying to rah-rah. I saw something in his eyes. You know what I mean?
And
then you don't go out there and do your part. So I feel like I was lied to by Farhan when he took over the job, what he didn't do at the deadline yesterday, and you say night-night to Solaire and Mark Canna's a Giant. Like, it ain't even about Canna. It's just like, what the F are you doing, but you held on to Snell? I don't know what's going on, and the worst part to me, Evan, is I feel like this dude, Farhan Zaidi, is coming back. That's the, like, if I'm a Giant fan, like, I got my head under the pillow of, I feel like this dude's coming back. And you know what? Real quick before we get to these calls, I feel like the ownership, they don't care. They're faceless for one, and they're just letting this dude do whatever. But the contradiction of moving Solaire, who you had under control, but I'm going to hold on to Snell. Why the hell would Snell want to? And I know you said about 38 M's yesterday, but Evan, it's about winning. It's about putting on the pinstripes if possible. Both of them, Mets or Yankees, and the Phillies, and the Padres, and the Giants just, again, somebody said, Guru, how dare you disrespect the A's? I've been telling you ad nauseum all year, watch the A's.
You're higher on them than I am.
Hey, the A's got moxie. They might not win, but you feel like they're trying to. The Giants are, they got funeral swag. Wake up. Let's play. We got a game to win. Runner on second, no outs. Hey, Melvin, let's hit and run. When was the last time you see the Giants hit and run? They never hit and run. It's just station to station like softball. Make something happen. I'm just saying. And now, Luciano, and then it's his time to do something. Hey, bud, hey, youngster, come back over here.
Grab some pine.
Grab some pine, mate. Just weak to me, man.
Well, last night they weren't hitting or running. They weren't doing anything. And they weren't even pitching that well. I mean, Robbie Ray gave up 3 solos.
And they were bombs.
Or he gave up 3 bombs, yeah. I mean, look, yeah, Butler went dead central. Rooker hit one damn near to the glove. And then, well, yeah, Daz Cameron turned on one early in the game.
He crushed that.
Daz Cameron picked off the scrap heap.
Mike Cameron's son, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mike Cameron's a legend. 17 years in the show. All-star, gold glover, all the rest.
Man.
But that's kind of what we're resigned to at this point, is watching other teams use basically a Giants value-based approach. I mean, that's what the A's do.
Oh my
that's
God.
What the A's
that
are built on.
That sounds like Happy Meal to me when you say value-based approach.
It is. It's
Yuck.
Cheap. It's cheap. It is trying to save money to produce the best results possible, and those results might just be good enough to beat the Giants, even if you're an A's team that is playing well. They're 19 games below 500. That's not a good baseball club if you take a look at the totality of things. All right, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by Atco Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Evan in for Steiny with Goo. Let's get out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. Start with Brian in the city. Brian, how you feeling today?
Oh, man, the first thing that's going to come out of my mouth is Farhan needs to go, needs to leave. I've been saying this since the offseason, ever since he struck out with Aaron Judge, every time he struck out with Ohtani. Like, I understand, like, you know, we can – this guy, I don't understand him completely. Farhan, I have not liked him. I have never liked him. I feel like he is the biggest issue in the entire clubhouse. What got me kind of mad about what I was hearing about is the young guys, this thing, and like he continues on with this, but it's like he doesn't do anything to actually back them up until he really needs them. And then on top of all of that, it's like if you go to a job and you're having a bad like sales performance, and your boss comes in and you say, oh yeah, well, what's the culture here? And you tell the boss like, hey, I'm trying to get the new employees to become better. It's like, that's not a game plan. That's literally nothing. And I feel like we're lost with this team. I'm upset with this team. I love the Giants. I was born and raised in San Francisco, and I've always loved them. But Farhan needs to go. I'm with Guru on this. He's gone. I'm done with this. He needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian. I think that's the way a lot of people feel.
Man, we asked yesterday, call in, and I think we got one call, and that call, I don't know if you remember, I think it was Ed, he kind of didn't go all in on Farhan. He said some things, but Evan, how can you like what you see? One playoff appearance in the last 8 years, man, while you're watching your rival just... The Dodgers and now the Padres,
yep,
who said night-night to Soto.
And
you look at the A's and the young talent they have. Rooker right now would be the best Giant young player. Lawrence Butler would, like, it is what it is, man. It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
No,
Edgar Allan Poe, but boy.
Well, I think this is what a lot of people are kind of getting at. This is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Giants aren't getting any more of my money until Farhan is fired. This is also from the 408. Farhan and the Giants' ownership are delusional. From the 916, for a singles hitter, Farhan strikes out way too often.
Man.
From the 408, Farhan has limitations placed on him.
I'm so upset!
Value-based approach. Maybe we can't keep blaming him. I don't know who else there is to blame. That's part of this, because we found out last year that, okay, Kapler was the scapegoat, right? He's the guy who's on his way out.
Man, infinite outcomes.
Even the first year here, I'm not saying that he was the scapegoat, but it's like, okay, well, we needed to transition from Bochy. We needed to move on from the Bobby Evans era. You know, we needed to start anew. Okay, well, what has that gotten you? Seriously, like in 6 years, what has that gotten
you?
Man. It's gotten you less than every other team in your division outside of the lowly Colorado Rockies. Like, we posed this question yesterday. How many meaningful baseball games, because that was in Farhan Zaidi's opening press conference when he was introduced to the fan base. I want to play meaningful baseball.
He said it.
I don't think they've been playing much meaningful baseball for 6 years. And that's why the fan who just called in, I apologize for forgetting your name real quick, but that's why he's saying, you know, I don't know if I can just, I have to start with firing Farhan. That's where people have been resigned to, because there's nothing else it feels like that is going to change this thing, because he is the one denominator in all of this. Outside of ownership, you can't fire an owner. You fired the manager. You've moved players in and out. You've tried to change things, and it's produced 2021, which was a great season.
That was 3 years ago, E.
And it's one out of six. If you have 6 years, Goo, at the radio station and you're good for one of them? Like,
you ain't lasting four.
You have a job?
No, you don't, man. And that's my worst fear of this. I hope I'm wrong and somehow they hear me on the radio or hear us, Evan, and the Giants win 10 out of the next 13. That still might not be good enough to get them the third spot. But my point is, if somehow they qualify for the playoffs, okay, I don't think that's happening because they're not doing their part. And I'm going to say this. I'm not hating on Birdsong or any player the Giants have. What I'm hating on is the offseason that was last year where you said, you know what, Farhan Zaidi, I'm going to go spend $200 million. This is what we have. I cannot let Birdsong and his surprise and his growth blind me of the disappointment. And then the disappointment of 3.5. The fans were, they could taste 3.5. Like, you know what, Evan, 54 to go? I could see that. I could see that. Let's go. And then so Lair's Jetson. So there's nothing on the field tangible in a positive, under the positive category for me that's going to supersede this disappointment from. And I'm putting Melvin in there because, Evan, something's going on to where the light switch or the furnace of passion from the Giant players is not on display. Look at that dugout, man. And you start to break 2 or 3 on the road. If you had to pick who you wanted to play out the break, it was the Rockies. And they take 2 or 3 from you. You score 9 runs in 3 games. This team cannot hit. So Pat the Bat, you're just Pat Burrell.
Well, either they can't hit or they can't pitch. Sometimes they can't field. They never run. But they don't do things in a cohesive manner enough to win games. Like the last 24 hours, if you include the trade deadline, Farhan Zaidi's press conference, and the game itself, the word I would describe it all with is lifeless. There's no life. There is no life in the ballpark from Giants fans that I could tell. And they had no reason to be. I was sitting around a bunch of them. It wasn't like they didn't want to root for the team. It wasn't like they didn't want to get up and clap and cheer. But there was nothing to cheer for. There was nothing to cheer for before the game when they moved off a couple players and acquired Mark Canha, who by all accounts is a great guy. Is he going to help you? Maybe. Is he going to help you get to October? I have my doubts.
7 home runs.
So there was no life before the game. There's nothing to cheer about at the deadline. I didn't hear anything. We can continue to go through this press conference, and I want to get back to the calls in a second. We can continue to go through it. There was nothing in that press conference that made me want to cheer, and there was nothing during the game last night up until maybe the 9th inning that I wanted to cheer for.
Wow, Evan, that's heavy.
Or that anybody around me wanted to cheer for.
And you and I have broke bread in the cafeteria one-on-one. We've been in the Cadillac, and we've had some real serious conversations about life and different topics.
Oh, boy.
The reason I bring this up, Evan, is I've said to you, before I tell you what I'm about to tell you, Evan, I want you to be honest with me. And you always have.
I try to be.
Where I'm going with this, you just tell me if it's fair or foul, or is there anything, if there's something to it. If I look at the ledger, we all do, of Camilo Duvall as a closer, this year is an anomaly, you hope. Something's not right. And all I did all season long was blame him. Evan, I'm starting to think, is there something going on in the clubhouse? No excuses. Something, is there a disconnect for him to get in that mental groove for him to go out and perform his job? I'm not trying to exonerate him of all responsibility, but now I just feel like there's something not going on with this team from the top down to where his play and his performance is a byproduct of that. You say what to that?
I think it's all of it. I think it's mental. I think it's physical. I think it's not feeling like you have your stuff. I mean, Camilo Duvall was maybe the most confident player on the Giants the last 2 seasons.
Lights out!
He hasn't looked like it this year. He just hasn't.
And I wonder if he's turned off, not trying to do it on purpose, but just looking around like so kind of irritated that it's thrown his groove off.
Yeah, he used to be Tranquilo Camilo. And now he's got anxiety, it feels like. How are you feeling right now? Do you have anxiety watching this team, or do you even care? You
know,
I would think some fans that I was sitting by yesterday, and actually this might have been the nail in the coffin. I was sitting next to a Giants fan yesterday, and you know, I don't know, I'm from the East Bay. I enjoy watching baseball. But one of the fans told me this, and I just wrote it down. The Giants are closer to being the A's than the Padres.
Man.
And I don't know if I believe that wholly.
Wow.
But watching the game yesterday, yeah, I could see how he came to that conclusion. And that's not a place you want to be. Again, as someone that has loved the A's for a lot, you do not want to be compared to them whatsoever. That's a dying franchise.
But they know who they are, Evan. And they know where they're going, even if they don't want
Sacramento.
To go. Yeah.
Let's get out to Mark in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Infersteiny with Goo. Mark, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Trying to figure it out, man.
I hear you. It's been a frustrating 6 years, man. And I don't even think Farhan knows where this team's going. And that's the issue. I really didn't have much of a, you know, either trade or sell, but do something. Like, you can't have one foot in the door and the other one out there. You got to make something happen. And watching his presser yesterday, it was cringy.
Mm.
I just didn't have the faith in him of what he was saying. I don't even think he believes in it. So, this dude got to go. He's not it. 6 years is too long. And that's all I got to say for that one, guys.
Thanks.
You got a good one.
Thanks, Mark.
Evan, 6 years is a long, you just said it. It is a long ass time. In sales, whatever walk of life, that is enough time for somebody to step back, engage your body of work. And this dude, I don't know how he has more wins than losses. Just not even on the, you know, the win, yeah. Obviously is that. But other, come on, man.
It is like we're resigned to the point where, yeah, you look at 6 years and it has felt like a long time. It's felt like an agonizing amount of time. It's felt like a frustrating amount of time. It's felt like a time that I don't know if it was, you know, going to be spent better. They were in a great place when he started, but I don't know. I mean, maybe Giants fans can help me out here. You know, where Farhan Zaidi took over, the franchise was certainly not in a great place, but in a way, it kind of feels like it's circled back to that point with how the fans feel. They feel demoralized. They feel like, just talking to a few of them yesterday, like there's not really much to look forward to. I mean, the only thing you have is going to the ballpark, enjoying your friends, having a good time, but you're not going there necessarily to see something special. You're not going there and expecting to see something special. You're going there and hoping to see something special. There's no expectation right now surrounding this team. And I don't know what even to expect this offseason. Like, seriously, it would not shock me if Farhan Zaidi does not get fired this offseason and we continue to do this dance for another 365 days until we get to another trade deadline and we probably end up with another nothing burger.
Oh, man, and just think about that. I mean, that in itself is just frightening. Evan, can I ask you, and I'm going to, and the listeners, I felt like Farhan came over here from the Dodgers with the credit of building the Dodgers. I'm looking at the Dodgers, and life without Farhan's been just fine. So, again, you could say, Goo, and you're looking at me right now like that's not going to get us anywhere. But the bottom line is, I mean, when has he been on top of the hill? If I were with the Dodgers, I would look good at my job because they're that damn good collectively. And I'm wondering why Giant ownership bit that pill of – he is the reason. He is the one that built this Dodger monster. Bring him over here and he'll work his magic. The more I think about it, it's like all he had was, to me, he worked for the right team. But when you get down and dirty with it, what has he really done? Because he ain't done diddly squat here in the time he's been here.
Well, I can't give him credit for building the Dodgers. That is a group effort. But I think that's why the Giants hired him, is because they want a piece of it. I mean, the Dodgers are about as, I know we're in San Francisco, yeah. Dodgers are about as well-run of an organization across sports.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, seriously, from the bottom up. Like, they do everything
they
the right way.
They won the division after the whole decade.
They do everything well, except for win the World Series.
Yeah.
But, no, the but seriously, they compete each and every year. They court big-name free agents. They develop prospects. They shipped a bunch out yesterday to go Flaherty, to go get Tommy Edman, to go get, you know, other pieces that will help them towards a postseason berth and a postseason push. That's what they do. The Giants have wanted to become that, but just taking a piece of it is not going to wholly reshape. Farhan Zaidi wasn't the only guy in the Dodgers. Yeah. He might have helped them. In fact, I do think he did help them.
I can't take that from him.
No, but he clearly has not had enough help around him, either because he hasn't hired the right people, or the people that he has hired he misevaluated, or the Giants haven't given him enough help. It's so frustrating because it felt like this offseason they did give him everything that he wanted, which was a blank checkbook to go out and sign whoever he could sign. And he got some big names. And those guys now have you in a three-game below 500 hole.
Wow.
They're 53-56. The record says they are a below-average baseball team. And I think that's pretty appropriate considering what we've seen the last 6 years, which is the San Francisco Giants being a below-average franchise.
And I guess that's what bothers me when it's all said and done, because, Evan, I'm a nerd, but I think of Theo Epstein. Guys like that go and they get it done. They see it through. It's like, this dude ain't all that. But then they get it done. Farhan came with that sizzle, you know, that, like, okay, that luster, he's from the Dodgers, he's going to do it. And Evan, now, if people want to say, hey, you know what, I don't like that Dodger model, nobody's the Dodgers, let's just look at Pittsburgh. Paul Skenes, it looks like an all-generational talent. He's changed everything. The Pirates, of all teams, went and did something at the deadline. Now, it may not work, but they did something. And you're 3.5 out, still in that mix with the – and you did nothing but give away Soler. Wow, Evan. So they didn't even get prospects back that you could be, at least Giant fans be like, oh, in 2028 or 2020. It was almost like for nothing. A freebie burger almost.
It's not good. It's not good. And we're trying to figure out how fans feel about it. Will's out in Marin. Will, what's going on? Welcome to 95.7 The Game. How are you?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I think one of the biggest issues with Farhan was is that he came in and he tried to, like, change the culture when it didn't need to be changed. Like, he tried to fix something that wasn't broken by, like, just, like, forcing Bochy out right away and just trying to, like, do his things his own way. And I just found it kind of funny why the Giants kind of a small ball-minded individual when they have, like, a fat, giant payroll where they can pay people and they can bring in things. I'm kind of sick of the excuses, too, about him, you know, having to talk crap about the city. I mean, hey, I'm sorry. There's a lot of cities that have professional teams that are very good, that are way less desirable than the Bay Area. So to use that as an excuse, it's like, you knew where you were coming. You knew what you were getting yourself into. Don't backtalk or put down the place that you're in because you're failing at your job. Now, the next thing I'm going to say hurts my heart, but I think that it's true. I think honestly, like where we are and the hole that he's dug us into, we have no farm system, so that equals no future. We do have good, respectable players now. However, by the time that we are good and hopefully relevant, they're not going to be good anymore. Or if they are, they're going to be past their prime. So trade Logan Webb. Let's get some value, like trade the Webbs, trade the Snells. Hey, Patrick Bailey probably is at his all-time height for value. Like, it sucks that I have to say this, but, like, by the time the Giants are going to be good and in the mix again, like, Bailey might be old and not that tight, and that's just, like, a reality, and that's just kind of, like, what I have been, like, having to deal with recently, and it sucks, and it's just, like, you sit there and you go, like, okay, you try to think positively. I've tried to play devil's advocate, but there's just no avenue in which I can agree with any move that he has made. Like, okay, when he was signing the Chapmans and stuff, it was like, okay, I see he's trying to make it relevant. But to me, it was kind of just like another way of him. It was kind of like how the old management was holding on to the Crawfords and the Belts. It's like, instead of us holding on to the guys that we already had that were good, they went out and got guys that were already kind of good and were kind of already kind of like hit their major stride and then paid them unaccordingly. And it's like, I get that we have the money to mess around with, but it was like most of these guys are rentals anyways. It was like he tried to get fancy. He tried to get cute. He tried to hit us with a Band-Aid. We ripped it off real quick. It still stings. And we need a little Neosporin, dude. So help us out. Like, if you're not going to do anything for right now, then at least with your due diligence, Farhan, if you're listening or not, I don't give a rip. At least do something for us for in the future so that we have something to look forward to. So that when we at least go back and we go, hey, your tenure here sucked. However, you did well on your way out. And now, you know what? You did do some good by us. Because that's kind of all he can do. Because, hey, the city won't let him sign free agents, as he says. City's not good enough for him. He doesn't have much to work with. So as far as I'm concerned, he's also has one foot out the door, like the previous callers have said. So let's just break it before we hate each other. And let's just start with something fresh. Thanks, guys.
Man.
Wow. A lot to say.
Man on fire.
That's a four, Evan. I mean, one of his greatest movies.
That was incredible. Look,
Evan Ryle.
I felt every word of that.
And I said to you yesterday, why wouldn't you move Webb? And I don't want to speak for you. I think you came back like, goo, then what do you got for people to come to your park? But I think it's bigger than that. Like, if you got Webb and you got an era where you're not winning and he's not pitching meaningful games at this point, and he threw Bailey in there, and that's why I don't understand why Snell would want to come back outside of the money. But, Evan, that's what it looks like. You ever see Star Trek? James T. Kirk, Captain William Shatner, and they're looking out that big HD window to see what's out there in space.
I know Chris Pine.
Yeah, the Giants right now. I hate that. The Giants right now, they are in trouble. So why wouldn't you say, if we're going to do it, just let's hit the reset button? Steiny would be proud of me right now if he's hearing me. But that's where I'm at. When he left, I'm like, they're still in it. Now I'm like, dude, just gut this thing.
But I don't even know what a reset looks like. I mean, seriously. And
wow.
Some of it might have been moving off of Snell. And when we come back on the other side, I do want to get to a few calls that I see. But I also want to get into what Farhan said about Snell and what direction that would have taken the franchise, what it would have taken to trade Blake Snell. Because I'm sure that was something that was thought about. It was something that was considered. And just like last night at the ballpark, it was something that basically became a nothing burger. All right. Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein. Mets with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Hey, we got some news, Goo.
Oh.
We got the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament returning to Thrive City for its second year on Sunday, August 11th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Damn, that's a lot of basketball. 95.7 The Game is putting a team into the tournament, and we're paying for registration for three listener teams as well. That contest will be this Friday at noon right here on Steiny and Guru. The Hoop It Up tournament is established and owned by Kevin Garnett, damn KG, and includes recreational divisions from ages 8 to 18 and above, as well as adult divisions at all levels. Each team is allowed a max of five players with three players on the court and up to two substitutes. For more on all the details, go to hoopitup.com/San Francisco. You think you can beat our team? We're going to have a team out there.
Yeah.
Goo may or may not be involved. Just make sure you're listening this Friday at noon. We're giving away three free entries to the tournament. If you win, you'll be able to field your own 3-on-3 team to take on the competition. All right, we're coming back on the other side after.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.